Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fuck about here, blood.
Is that the title-winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
Mumble. We are delighted that you are allowing us to insert ourselves in your ears.
Wow.
Wherever you are, on a bus, maybe you're on the toilet, sneaking away from work before Christmas. We are delighted.
What do you think people most listen to pods?
Because we are the three wise men.
Where do you think they do it?
In the ears.
Well, that is amazing. What's it? You're going on the bus, they're going to work, they're going to school, toilet.
Slurring a bit there.
Toilet.
I don't know if I should have.
Are you drinking this morning again?
Yeah, water.
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 You're Jesus. You could have turned it into wine.
I prefer to be called Jesus. I think that makes a bit of a better statement.
I think people listen when they're commuting.
Do you listen to any commute?
Do I listen to any commute?
Do you listen to anything when
yeah,
you commute?
Yeah, I often sit next to a train and listen
Do you just listen to U2 or pods?
U2. Is that the only?
U2. Is
that the
is
only?
It all you two?
At the moment, new album. It's yeah. 24 hours. Yeah.
Is the new album that good?
It's brilliant.
Is
but,
it like?
But to be honest, Bono could shit in a plastic bottle, spin it around his head, sing nursery rhymes, and I'd still think it was pretty good.
Wow.
Would you?
Like, I'd justify it, okay. And I'd smash your face in. Talking of smashing your face in.
Yeah.
Adele and I went to, let's call the place O'Leary's in Lillehammer. We were having a nice, it was kind of romantic. Sorry you weren't invited, Canal, but
no,
you
no.
know, three's a crowd.
Yeah.
So we sat down, we're having very nice, Chelsea, Huddersfield, not the greatest match of all time. And this guy just sits next to us, sort of, there's enough space. You know, like that time when you're on the bus and then a nutter sits next to you, and you're like, mate, you're trying to drive the bus, And and he sits down. He's got a tattoo on the side of his face. Now, that to me is it's flag up. It's like, all right, he could knife me here. That's the way. Sorry, if you've got a tattoo on your face, I just think the aggression levels go up a little bit. For me, it's like you're willing to have that on your face, you're willing to die, or kill someone. I don't know if that's an over-exaggeration, but I...
A little bit.
So we're talking away. It's all cool. I'm not talking to him. He's talking to his mum. And then all of a
his
sudden...
His mum, he's there with his mum.
All of a sudden, he just starts going, I fit the motherfucker, fit the motherfucker.
Yeah, he's swearing in Swedish pretty heavily. I'm
Is
just,
it like Tourette's?
No. He's like this fucking idiot in Swedish. Now, blah, this and that. She's like, you relax. He's like, yeah, that fucker. And I think he's talking about somebody.
So in his past.
Yeah, in his
he's
past.
He just got out of prison or so, something.
Yeah, so he's talking about this guy. I'm like, that guy is upset. Because Al can even understand that he's swearing. You know, he's saying it over and over again. And she's like, what the hell happened there? And then you can tell the rest.
And then he gets up, walks, like, we're like half a meter away, walks, and then he lunges into me, and he goes, you better fucking... And turns out he said to me, you're lucky that I didn't, like, have a go at you motherfucker, like that.
What?
And I'm in a dreamland. I think he's complimenting me on my stand-up.
I thought that was going to happen.
I'm sort
well.
Of like, oh, what? And he just, yeah. And then...
he's like, you better lucky that blah, blah, would have smashed your fuck, you fucking cunt. And then he just went out. I was like, what the fuck just happened? So apparently he's been sitting there thinking that Al was like staring at him. Because he's like, what the fuck are we looking at? Like he was staring. He said something about looking at him. So he just thought that he was staring at him, and then he kind of lost it. Just
where are you staring at him?
He didn't.
No, I wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No. I was sitting in front of
Was this a Chelsea fan?
No.
No.
They weren't watching football.
They weren't watching. They were just still
there. But I think if it was like, a football hooligan in England or something, yeah. I think they would have gone, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and then it would have started.
Yeah. This guy
can't. Let's take this outside. This,
yeah.
But this guy was like,
I want to ask my mom if this is okay.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that back to him. Did you ask your mum if you're allowed to say this?
was he like young, really young?
No, but youngish, 30.
Oh, 30.
He had the classic face that you see in a newspaper, and then you go,
he
I
did
can
it.
See why. Yeah. So.
Were you scared?
It was
so quick.
I was a bit freaked out by it.
Yeah.
And then Adil said a classic thing like, I would have saved you, or he said he's like some karate champion.
Did he say I'm a karate champ?
Yeah.
No,
he said, I'll be karate kid, I told him.
He said, stay cool. I know
Cobra Kai.
He said he knows all those points on the shoulders that can just collapse people.
Spock. I know Spock. So I study Vulcan martial arts, which is the best martial arts.
What did you do?
Listen, we sit in there.
He goes, listen.
He leaned over. So I thought, literally, he's going to go, oh, I really like the show.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there. Also, I just hear, oh, you fucking better stare at somebody. You fucking idiot. And then he just left. It was literally a second. I was like. So I kind of almost started to laugh because I was like, what the fuck just his face was brilliant.
Was this like, did other people react?
Nobody heard this. Nobody. We sat in the corner.
Did this happen?
Yes. And then I could see him outside out the corner of my eye, and I was like,
you didn't learn your lesson to stop staring. You
kept
on staring.
I was watching the game, but I could still see him outside being a bit.
The funny part is that then the waiter came, and then he's of course forgot his scarf. This guy,
yeah.
So he just holds up this.
He had a scarf.
I think his
some kind of scarf. Yeah.
He had a football scarf, but he didn't.
No, it wasn't a football scarf. Man, he just had a scarf.
Okay,
but
cool.
It's that kind of aggression is. It's quite freaky. I've never had it in
but
Sweden.
Gangsters don't wear scarves. Even it's
who said he's a gangster?
No, he wasn't a gangster.
He was a guy out having a beer with his mom, but he's also committed some crimes.
Wow. What an interesting person. We should bring him on to the pod, man. If you're listening, Al wants to say he's sorry.
He didn't do anything, so he's not sorry, actually.
Wow. That's...
No, but I had my back to the door, so I was like, I had to look into Adil's eyes for the reflection, you know that thing, and I saw this guy coming closer, and I was like, he's coming, and then I grabbed him, but it was the waiter, so that's fine.
But the waiter, then Adil said this about his karate skills.
No, he said
when the waiter was there, and
I
he felt
quote
safe.
Him, if it had kicked off, I would have karate'd his face.
How
does that even
couldn't you come up with something better?
You
could have come up with something that was maybe like, if I could have said like, oh, if he does say, don't worry, I'll take care of anything. Even that would be better than the karate shit.
I wonder
no,
if
I told him I was gonna take pictures. No,
because
you
mentioned his tattoo, right?
Listen, what happened? This is what happened. Of course he looked at him once or twice, you know. It happens. The guy stared at him as much. One split second, Al looks at him, and then I actually think that we were talking about something else in the game.
About tattoos?
No, about prison.
No,
about prison. So I think that he might have heard we mentioned the name prison and thinking it's about him.
Yeah.
I think that's possible because he has nothing to do with
this
it.
This is hilarious.
So it was quite an intense. And then Huddersfield got absolutely karate to the face,
just like we did yesterday.
We didn't get going at all. But yesterday, we won. Yeah, I watched the game.
Amazing win, though.
First goal, offside, twice. absolutely disgraceful. Yeah. Deeney gets straight red. Really frustrating challenge. You could say it's harsh, but he goes in kind of from behind, takes him out. And then we get a penalty as well. The fourth goal wasn't a penalty. We just had one of those days where a few of the decisions went our way, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's brilliant.
Watford were very disappointing.
Yeah.
But we really pressed. We really went for it like I haven't seen us do for a long time.
Yeah.
That's the first away goal we've scored since the first game of the season.
That's brilliant. Yeah, what four. A time to
and
do it.
Four. Yeah. So that puts us on 21 points.
That's
now.
A really good win. That's a win that you absolutely hadn't count with. So, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really three bonus points, to be honest.
It is.
Yeah, but like now you look at who we've got. We've got like Southampton, West Ham, Leicester, Stoke twice. You know, this could be.
What about Stoke, man?
I think he's gone. Happened? I think he's going to go, Hughes.
We talked about it last episode. We talked about last.
He hasn't gone yet, but I
no,
think.
No, but yeah. Like,
as we mentioned last time, I think, yeah, I mean, results have to change. Otherwise, it's just over. And it's a spiraling. It's been spiraling in the wrong direction for the past 15 months.
Yeah.
I would say. So yeah, I think he's really hanging loose. I think they're going to feel the same as they did with Pulis last time, that we're not progressing, Zach. Yeah. Which is sad in a way. But if they want to go to the next level, I'm guessing this is how owners think.
And Moyes and Hodgson are doing great jobs. For West Ham and Palace. Palace were great against
Benteke Leicester. Is scoring again. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, but yeah. Hodgson is the perfect manager for him, isn't it? A direct, conservative, old school kind of manager.
He's got quite an amazing record, weirdly, Hodgson, when the pressure isn't on him.
No, exactly. He's good at that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he had Fulham. He took them to Europa League final.
Yeah.
And
decent in the league.
Yeah, and then Switzerland, he was fantastic for. Liverpool, do you know the Liverpool stat, which blows my mind? When Rodgers had Liverpool, he had 100 million to spend. Hodgson only spent £850,000.
Yeah, Paulson was a free transfer.
Yeah.
But he came on late, that kind of transfer window, only got one or two players, he got sacked quite early.
Yeah, it's just quite interesting though, you know? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But in England, it was a disaster.
Yeah, the qualification went well, but it always does.
I think the three of us could qualify. If we had that guy with a tattoo in goal, we could qualify in England's group. What about Man City Tottenham?
Oh, we got a horse. They're on another level.
Did he play the wrong tactics?
No, I don't think so.
Did he try and play too open?
But he couldn't play. I mean, both... Sanchez is gone, Alderweireld is gone, Wanyama is gone. Yeah. What the hell is he going to do with a defensive setup?
I don't think he played the wrong.
He couldn't play a back three. We didn't have defenders to do that. And he couldn't really play a different formation in midfield. So I think we were a bit hamstrung about that. But then they were just a class, two classes better. They're at the moment, they're way, way better than everybody in the league. Wait, I mean, even when you see statistic possession, they didn't have that much more. The quick passing they have in midfield or any other position, nobody else is doing that in the Premier League. There's no way. Nobody has that passing game. They outpassed us, outplayed us in every way.
I think
the only way to beat them, unfortunately, is the way we've beaten them before. You have to press even higher and harder and risk that.
Yeah.
And if you don't succeed, you're going to lose.
Because their liability is still in the center back.
He's got almost 80% win possession, stats since he came to City. So
De Bruyne,
wow,
is just outstanding, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just peerless. That's better.
Yeah. No, but he's just going from clarity to clarity. I, if they win something in Europe, I wouldn't be surprised if he would be top three in the Golden Ball as well. You know,
I think, to be honest, we've been saying for years he's a different class.
Yeah.
There's certain players you see. That they're just different class.
Yeah, he has everything.
Kevin De Bruyne is a different class than most footballers. His brain, football brain is great, but then his delivery of the ball, whatever kind of pass it is, short, through ball, pinpoint perfect all
would
the
you,
bloody time.
Would you, even though they're not exactly the same position, would you agree with me if I say he's past Eden Hazard's status.
But it's two
well.
Different kind of players.
Yeah, they are. But you we know, discussed he's, this. He's for me, he's the biggest star in the Belgium squad.
Yeah, but the thing is, Eden Hazard is a player that that most clubs would rather buy.
Yeah.
Because he
you
has
know
that
what
X
you
factor.
Get. Yeah.
But you have, but you know, a lot of teams they need that that you know extra kind of penetration player.
Yeah.
And Hazard is one of the best in the world for that. Yeah. So I think like a Real Madrid and Barcelona would first look at a guy like Hazard because they might already have a similar to De Bruyne. But if you look at class, I think he's a classier player, if you could say that.
Yeah.
But he's also got an engine, De Bruyne.
That's true.
Like yeah. wow, he you know like Pep said yesterday, he's like a conference player.
Yeah.
He'll just run all day. And
I think the best comparison with him is Ericsson. Maybe he's an upgrade even on Ericsson.
Yeah,
Ericsson will see that is the level he needs.
But he
to
did nothing, Ericsson.
Yeah, but that's what
he?
Say.
He
scored. At some games he has that, yeah,
but
yeah,
did nothing.
Yeah. It was 4-0 he scored. So I just think that if you want to emulate a player, that's the kind of player he needs to look. That's the level he needs to go to
I
the world class on that position.
You know what? I can't still believe that I saw yesterday the two misses of Sterling. It's like making one of those, you do that once a season. Making twice, those kind of misses.
He scored two goals.
He's the leading goal
yeah,
scorer, though.
I know, but it's still, for me, it points down what Pep has done. He's making everybody, you know, they are playing in such possessive possession as well that everybody right now plays at their absolutely max. For me, what those kind of misses from Sterling's is what I have seen him do. But then you
man.
Come. But he still,
no, but like
he still has been really, really good this season.
He's transformed Sterling.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, I mean, but you have to, I think you go, you hate when a striker is not a clinical striker.
Yeah.
Like Aubameyang and stuff. But I just don't think you can look at that baby because what like player like Aubameyang and Sterling gives
I
you.
I think
some players can't do it. Like a Belotti in Italy can't do what Sterling does.
No, I know.
And he scores a lot of goals. He can't do it. And Sterling, he's transforming completely.
Yeah.
And he. I think when he left Liverpool, they paid the price for him as they thought that he could be this, maybe this good, and he's surpassed that already.
Yeah. But it came now. To be honest.
No, but I think the first season he was there, you could already see that he improved him, but not the end product that much. And now he's got it all.
Yeah, okay.
His movement is amazing.
Yeah,
people don't
is.
Talk about
no,
it, but
he's
amazing.
Amazing.
He's absolutely fantastic. And that has happened since Pep has come.
Gundogan was really good as well.
Well, he's a top toss. He's just been injured. He's a top toss
But he
player.
Gives you something different compared to Silva. I still believe that Silva is, you know, the better choice. But I think he gives you something different.
The biggest difference, if you're Gundogan, you can play him way deeper.
Exactly.
You can't
exactly.
do that with Silva. So he's not supposed to have that position. I mean, but in Pep's... That's so interesting in Pep's formation. If you play a player like that, when Gundogan plays it, he'll fall deeper and then he'll array into the box the entire game.
Yeah.
Quite interesting, though, that when you look at the winning... these winning runs, you know, 16, 17.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, 16 now.
You know, you look at all the last, like, the records, it's all the last 10 years. And it's all from teams that have spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, sorry, but it is. It's like your PSGs. It's your, Chelsea's. You know, all these teams have spent a lot of money. I mean, obviously, City have spent a lot, but also, you know, United have, Chelsea have. But I just think Guardiola's got them. He's the plan is all there.
Yeah,
and I. I don't want them to go on and dominate the you know, every competition. Wouldn't it be great though if they go on and win the Champions League, or, you know, because for me they're a team that kind of deserve it at the moment.
Yeah,
but let's see. They could get knocked out in the Champions League.
But
I think if he stays, can keep on staying at City, I see them building, you know, for a couple of years, the domination United had in the mid 2000s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I just don't see anybody emulating that at the moment. I don't see Conte be able to do that with Chelsea. I don't see Mourinho be able to do that with United or Poch with Tottenham or Liverpool with Klopp. I just don't see anybody reaching this level with those teams and these players. I agree.
Question, yes or no? Do you think they will lose a game in Premier League this season?
Yes. They will
so they won't, the Arsenal invisible season, when was that? 2004?
Yeah.
That won't...
I think they'll lose one game here. Especially if they... And Arsenal, when they didn't lose that season, they actually won the season quite late. They didn't win it easily. But City might have run off and won it like in late February, and then they'll definitely lose a game or two.
They're 14 points clear, and it's still December. That's
pretty much
crazy.
Over. Yeah,
yeah. I can't. And you know, when you say 14, like United, they have to win those games.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not playing like they're going to win those games that, you know, that they lose.
Let's talk about Chelsea and Arsenal also getting a 1-0 win each.
Yeah, so it was tricky when, you know, Conte said afterwards, you know, when you dominate a game so much, to just be 1-0 up. I think Arsenal's cracking goal by Ertzel, volley, really great goal. I think Newcastle are in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
I think when you look at this squad, you think, well, do you know what? It's kind of a championship squad, this.
Yeah.
That's why I think Wagner's done such a good job for us, because you look at our team and you think, the players he's brought in, he just makes better players. It's a bit like that Poch, you know. He makes the players play better than they've ever done, you know. Mm. But, yeah, Arsenal, I mean, Tottenham 7th now. Liverpool play West Brom today.
Yeah, no, Manchester United play West Brom.
Is it? Yeah, so it's, you know, it could be, it's all quite tight around there.
Yeah.
But it's exactly what Adil said, is like, it's now people are just going for the second, third and fourth place.
Yeah.
That's what you're chasing.
Exactly.
Nobody's really, I mean, of course you're chasing number one on the table, but nobody's really...
No,
thinking that would happen.
Yeah,
it's just the amount of collapse they must suffer for them not to win the league now. As you said, 14 points. How the hell is somebody going to take that advantage in?
Talking about collapse, Inter played last week. Yeah, they played Juventus last week. Really impressive away. Kept it to a 0-0 draw, and now they were supposed to, you know, as the new title kind of contender up also the league table. They were at home against Udinese and something just went totally Inter. And I'm happy, to be honest, because they looked really, really good. And of course, they're still in it. But they lost 3-1 at home. And this is the first loss in their campaign.
I still think they, you know.
But for me, this
you
would have,
if you had asked that at the beginning of the season,
yeah,
you'll lose your first game against Udinese.
No,
I'll take that,
of course. But you know, people were talking about Inter as I still don't believe that Juventus won't win this season. And now,
at least it's a bit more fun that another team is.
Yeah, and now it's really tight again. So it's basically four teams about for the title still in December. It's Inter, Napoli, Juventus, and Roma. And I didn't see Roma. I know you guys said it.
They'll always be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but also in the Champions League, really, really good season with a new coach, a coach that hasn't been at this level. Of course, a former player of Roma, but...
How about Milan and the Donnarumma?
Yeah, that's been all over the news again.
That's
fortunately
not fucking good, though.
No, it's not.
That's really bad.
So just
he's an 18-year-old kid.
Just a quick recap.
Be very quick.
Yeah, really quick. Raiola says
that's it.
There's no clause in the contract saying
that if you don't qualify to Champions League, you Donnarumma can go for this amount of money. He says, if there is, Milan kind of tricked us. That's what he's saying, and it should be removed. And he's
why would Raiola remove a clause of a contract?
Because he wants him, because the clause is put there by Milan. It's a certain fee. He can't go under that fee, right?
All right.
And Raiola wants him to go to like PSG or Real Madrid or whatever for what he decides. That's kind of the
well, doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's what's happening. And then you know on midweek played Verona at home, looked really good for the first time for a long, long period. There was a banner from the fans saying that Donnarumma, enough is enough. We don't want you or your parasite of a brother here. Please get the fuck out of here.
That is very, very offensive, man.
I feel sorry for
that. That's very Italian. And get the fuck out of here.
He's an 18-year-old fucking kid.
Then pictures were shown from the locker room. Donnarumma was crying. Bonucci was, because he's still a kid.
He's an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah. And he was crying. Bonucci was trying to, comfort him or whatever. Now there's a big pressure both from the fans and also from Donnarumma's family. Please get rid of Mino Raiola. Whatever happens, if you don't stay, just get rid of Mino Raiola, because he will hurt you. He's not in it for you, he's just in it for himself.
Of course, an agent, but to be honest, for me, fairly enough, what happened in the summer, after that has happened, you've done that, leave.
Yeah, I think right now I feel the same. I was really upset.
And as a player, you can't stay at a club after.
No,
that.
I feel like
even if he started the shit after you, it's just the constant pressure there is on him after it happened last summer. It will never fade away.
But I called that he'd stay after all that, and then
are you calling him to stay now as well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think it will.
I think a lot of Milan fans, including myself, would like to see him go. Because that kind of money we needed. I'm not sure if you've seen the UEFA report. Milan made an application, the first club to do it. That can we do a settlement with UEFA? They said no. This will probably mean a transfer ban for a year.
Yeah, but that's what he told. What I told. I sent you that link. A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That all their base plan. That's why I said it's a very dodgy. The way they bought the club, it's something is wrong. That's what the report tells so clearly, because he didn't have the money to do the finance it through a bank loan that is not a normal rent. It's so high.
But we have seen this happening, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. So it's the same.
We haven't. No, it's not really true, because the rent factor, same thing when they bought Manchester United, Liverpool, they took out loans. All these clubs took out loans. But they took out loan because they have so much firepower behind them. So the rent factor is not that high.
No.
This guy, who nobody knows who is, who took out Milan, he didn't get any because he didn't have financial backing. So the rent there, but you have to pay a certain sum before the end of the end of the year, which do not comply in FIFA fair play.
Yeah.
So they can then ask FIFA, every club can do that, to say, this is our plan, this is the reason. They've done it, and second time in discussion with FIFA, they got to know. So something, the money he's come from is not true. So they don't have the money, but they overspent now.
Yeah, exactly. So but
get relegated.
I'm fine with that. No, not relegation. Mm. What will happen is most probably a transfer ban of some, and that's the worst thing that can happen. So let's see.
And the relegation.
No, UEFA ban as well.
UEFA ban is.
I hope you get relegated.
If you have seen the report, UEFA ban is not up for discussions.
No.
I hope you get relegated and then you have to play an Alstom.
This is not Italy. You know, this is relegated. If you get a ban. No, but that is in Italy. This is UEFA saying. Yeah. So the Italian,
Meant playing relegation. I don't think he meant because of
playing relegation in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, they'll play them down to relegation. That's what he's saying.
Okay, cool. I'll write this down for you, mate. This joke's going really well. If we go to Spain, Real Madrid winning the World Club final.
What an achievement. They're a world champion.
They were down to Al Jazeera. I was like, is the TV channel, do they have such a good team?
Bale scoring the winner in the semi-final, and then Ronaldo yesterday, free kick.
Like
56
And they're talking about making that club competition kind of bigger
Please make it smaller.
Discussion is actually making it a little bit bigger.
Do we agree? Please make it smaller.
You know, to be honest, listen, the thing is, I would love to see a proper competition like that, but considering how the schedules are for all the se- it's just not. I would love to see a game between leagues. It would be awesome. End of the season, Premier League, the manager who wins it picks out his Premier League team and plays against Italy. That would be great, but what's the point with it? Because it's too many games, too many friendly games, too many. So, but otherwise, I would love to see it. I would love to see a proper club. It would be good to have a Champions League, but with club with all around the world. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Atletico winning at home to Alaves, and Torres getting the winner, 74th. Germany, Dortmund, new manager.
Yeah.
Fucking beat Offenheim, didn't they?
Stoger.
Yeah.
They beat Offenheim.
They were down as well.
Yeah, and they scored in the 63rd and 89th minute.
Yeah.
Bayern, a home away to Stuttgart, 1-0, but they Stuttgart missed the penalty in the 90th minute.
Yeah.
And that is my roundup from the leagues. PSG winning 4-1 as well.
We didn't talk about it before. We're talking about Dortmund. So we're going to have that guy after the end of the season. And then we'll see what happens there. Stoger, he actually got sacked a couple of weeks earlier.
Yeah.
From Cologne.
That's a nice bounce back.
Yeah, though. That's a pretty. You get sacked from West Brom and you take over Chelsea. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's like.
How about and Kim Shellstrom?
Yeah.
Retiring on Friday from football.
Good point to retire, I think.
Well, yeah.
I think
he said he couldn't go forward. He had to go sideways.
Yeah.
So that's him. That's him done.
Yeah.
Good career, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think
he was a really good career.
I really liked him as a footballer.
I really felt... the thing is, he never really still got there where everybody was expecting.
He was a little bit too slow, I guess.
Yeah.
He had everything. He was a little bit too slow.
I mean, we really saw him broke through in U Gordon.
Yeah.
We used to go to all those games that season. You thought he looked really unswedish in the sense that he had a different pass. His left foot looked like he could be the best in Sweden. But Anders Svensson always kept him in the shadows in the national team. Despite Anders Svensson going to smaller and smaller clubs, he always kept him on the side.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened for Kim and club life as well a little bit. He never became that big superstar in any club, kind of.
He had his chance when he was on that.
In France, I think that was the best.
In Lyon, of course. Yeah. But he had his chance on that spell, was it a couple of months to Arsenal?
That was like, ridiculous.
If he does something
here. It was a bit of a weird.
It was too late.
Do you remember Rami Shaban in Arsenal?
Yeah, of course.
What a fucking... That's so sad.
He played a Champions League game for them.
Yeah, but that's so sad. The way he didn't, you know... He broke his leg.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is it. I was just going to say, next week we will review the season so far, and we'll be picking our favorite moment and our favorite player of the season.
We already know Adil's favorite player, Dybala.
Oh, of the season. He's had a shitty season, though.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Privately, the only thing you hope when you see like a player really like this happens, I just hope that it's so bad with his private life. Oh, okay, that doesn't sound well. But the bad thing is that he misses an Argentinian coach and they'll leave him to Tottenham. You can always hope, man. You can just always hope and imagine.
Yeah.
But if we're going to... Well, last night, Saturday night, for me, everybody was out partying. I was at home and I watched Huddersfield Reading playoff penalty shootouts from about 18 different angles, and every time we score, it's the greatest moment ever. It's still so for me, 11th in the Premier League in December, it's fucking madness, man.
And you know,
so good.
And you know who told you this was gonna happen? Me.
Thank you so much for listening, Karate Champion Adil Fakir.
Karate Kid.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.